Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Lots of time to answer your questions. You can call us at 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-3684. And a very happy Mother's Day to moms across the country. Hope that you have a great weekend and a wonderful celebration. We've got plenty of subjects to tackle this hour. We're going to talk a little bit about curcumin. We're going to talk about the results of a syntax placed on sodas. Does it work to curb a soda increase? But first, before we get your calls, you know, a couple of years ago, there was a big study published in a major medical journal, and it was unusual in that it was followed by an editorial denouncing multivitamins. Very unusual in scientific discourse to say the debate is over, enough is enough, case closed, multivitamins are not beneficial, they may even be harmful, but that's precisely what the Archives of Internal Medicine did a couple of years ago. We weighed in against that and challenged the evidence on which they based their conclusions. And now, a couple of years later, comes a study which says precisely the opposite. Au contraire, long-term multivitamin use linked to fewer heart problems. This according to a huge study performed at Harvard. It's a famous study. It's called the Physician's Health Study. It included over 18,000 healthy male doctors aged 40 and over. And it's been going on for decades. And here are the results. Multivitamin use for over 20 years was associated with a 44% lower risk of major cardiovascular disease events, according to scientists from Brigham and Women's Hospital, the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, and Harvard. What they found was quite interesting, because, and it may actually be one of the reasons why studies have come up short in assessing the effectiveness of multivitamins or specific vitamins, vitamins E and C, for example, on cardiovascular health, because the timeline was a very long timeline. There was, after assessing these individuals over 13 years, there was a positive result, but it wasn't that clear cut. And that was encouraging, but it was premature to make recommendations based on that. But now that the study's been going on for well over 20 years, they saw a 44% reduction. And so, in addition, it's interesting that this very self-same study yielded a positive conclusion about the effect of a daily multivitamin on the risk of cancer. The risk of cancer was reduced by 8% in the same study. So they don't quite understand the precise mechanisms, but it may be that multivitamins, like which include things like vitamin D and magnesium and antioxidants, that they protect low-density lipoproteins from oxidative damage, or maybe they help to lower homocysteine metabolism, or maybe the vitamins work directly on the arterial lining, preventing damage and inflammation of the endothelium, the so-called hardening of the arteries that occurs with aging. So very, very exciting conclusions from a big study, the Physician's Health Study at Harvard, and also via the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm. All right, let's take a call from Joe in Philadelphia, PA. And I've got to be very nice to Joe because our call screener, Marty, is from Philadelphia. So, Joe, we're going to for you.
Hey,
we're going to work extra hard for you.
Yeah, hi. The reason I'm calling is I was trying to figure out if there's any nutrisupplicants that would mitigate the side effects of hormone therapy for prostate cancer.
Okay, that's
the Lupron therapy.
Sure. Sure. It's an interesting question. So, Joe, you have a type of prostate cancer which seems to be growing back after initial therapy, after radiation, or after a surgery. And
yeah.
So they're blocking your hormones. So what's happening to you? What are you experiencing? What are the symptoms that you're encountering?
Well, the therapy supposedly lowers the testosterone, which prevents the prostate cancer from growing. And it causes a rise in cholesterol, a rise in glucose, lethargy, weight gain.
Have you had the therapy yet? Have you experienced some of these problems yet? Or is this something you're just contemplating?
No, yes, I've had the therapy, and I'm experiencing the problems, yes.
Okay, hot flashes, sleep problems,
not
the whole thing.
Not so much that. Well, both some of it, but not much. Mostly like the weight gain and the rise in cholesterol and the rise in glucose and lethargy, you know.
Okay, so what you need to be doing is this really argues for a very, very clean diet because the body is less merciful when you block out all your testosterone. Testosterone is responsible for supporting muscle. And it's also been shown that men with low testosterone have more of a tendency towards diabetes and obesity, and they kind of lose their mojo when it comes to doing adequate exercise to offset weight gain. So lifestyle plays an important role. A good low-carb diet that's full of healthy nutrients from fresh fruits and vegetables, that would be very important. The polyphenols from spices are very important. There are entire books that have been written about that, and we've done podcasts with people like Dr. Aaron Katz and Dr. Gio Espinosa about a prostate cancer regimen, the standpoint of diet and exercise. Supplements, we're not so much focusing here on the supplements that prevent prostate cancer from coming back. I won't address that here, but I've written articles on that. But what can you do to address the sleep problems? Well, you can take melatonin. You can also take some of the non-hormonal products that help with women with menopause. There's a product called Estrovera that we use that is beneficial, and it's made from Siberian clover extract. So this is something that can help with both. I mean, usually 95% of the patients who take this are women or females. But for our men who undergo hormone therapy, and this is more and more common, we can utilize the same therapies to help block their symptoms of hot flashes, sleep problems, and so on. But you have to go through a little bit of hell with these hormone therapies to achieve the benefit. And I got to say that some men have said they'd rather die than go through the hormone therapy. They've tried it, and they'd rather take the risk of prostate cancer coming back. Recently, they've challenged the hormone therapy. I mean, in some cases, it's necessary. Sometimes they just do it preventively. They say, well, you have an aggressive prostate cancer. We'll give you the hormones just in case. That notion has been challenged because it is so likely that men will have other health problems around the hormone therapies that we really need to hold our fire and utilize hormone therapy only in cases where we see a definite rise in PSA and a strong chance that the cancer is coming back. Those are the men that we need to target the hormone therapy for, not just use it preventively like preventive chemotherapy. After a surgery that's successful, use chemo. Well, just in case. We don't want to use the hormones just in case because the side effects are so devastating. And, diabetes and heart disease and obesity can kill you just as easily as prostate cancer can. So that's a concern. Thanks for your call, Joe.
Okay, thanks.
Sure. 888-302-3684 is our number. And when we return, we're going to take more of your phone calls. And we're also going to look at some interesting research on the benefits of curcumin. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the Intelligent Medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and I got a special message for Intelligent Medicine listeners. We're making it easier for you to become a patient of the Hoffman Center. As one of the pioneering integrative medical doctors in the country, I've got lots of experience and tools at my disposal to address even the most stubborn problems. And as a Hoffman Center patient, you're going to see me in a relaxed, unhurried environment, and you work directly with me at all times, with, of course, capable assistance from our Atkins-trained nutritionist, Layla Mudin, who you hear on our weekly podcasts. So whether you have a challenging medical condition or if you're just looking to optimize your diet and supplement program to achieve longevity and performance optimization, we'd love to help you meet your goals. And now to help make care more affordable and accessible, we forged an alliance with a new clinical laboratory, AccuReference, that accepts all major insurances. So a visit to the Hoffman Center is now more economical because your lab tests are likely to get covered. Become a patient at the Hoffman Center, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. Find information on the web at drhoffman.com about our procedures and the wide gamut of conditions we address. Call 212-779-1744 and take a key step in regaining control of your health. My staff and I look forward to taking care of you. Let's take a call now from Mike in New Jersey. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, doctor, how you doing? I have a question. I've listened to you for a long time, and I just wanted to get your opinion on stem cell. I don't hear you talk about stem cells frequently as some of the other doctors, and I was just wondering if you were a proponent of it, That was my question.
I actually addressed it in the last hour, and here's my take on stem cells. On the one hand, you have very, very reputable laboratories who are hot on the trail of stem cell therapies to reverse paralysis, for example. Wouldn't it be great to take stem cells and put in the spine of people who have spinal cord injuries and get them to walk again? You know, that's like one of the holy grails of stem cell research. Or people who are blind, you know, put stem cells back in their eyes so that they can see again. The stem cells, you know, hopefully will grow into and regenerate the cells of the retina, the photoreceptors, and so on. And similarly for the brain, for Alzheimer's disease, and on it goes. For every organ that, has a disease, the stem cells promise to regenerate that organ. However, with only a couple of really very narrow exceptions, researchers at major university hospitals have had a hell of a time coaxing those stem cells, which are undifferentiated, have a lot of potential, but they're not specialized, to turn into the highly specialized cells that form our sensory organs, our brain, our hearts, and so on. And on the other hand, you have people who are saying, oh, you know, we'll just harvest some stem cells from your tummy. You know, we'll take some fat cells out, suck them out, spin them down, and shoot them back into you. Or we'll take them from your breastbone, in the case of bone marrow, and we'll make them regenerate your organs. And if we shoot them in your body, they'll find a way to the places where they're needed, and they will grow again and provide regeneration and restoration. And I just don't think that is a legitimate hope. It's theoretically, it makes sense, and there's an appeal to the idea, and especially with a lot of really end-stage conditions, there's a lot of desire to do repair through, you know, innovative means. But I just don't think that those therapies are ready for prime time. They will be eventually. I think there's great promise. But that may be, you know, scientists now say it could be, you know, decades before we perfect our techniques for getting stem cells to take root and work. Where stem cells do show some promise is sometimes in joint regeneration, you know, shooting stem cells into the knee, the elbow, the shoulder. But unfortunately, there's also a high degree of placebo effect in those procedures. You know, you shoot just about anything into somebody's shoulder and knee and tell them that they're going to get better, and they're likely to feel somewhat better just simply undergoing a procedure. So, you know, I think that we're not quite ready for prime time. I offered as an alternative the use of nicotinamide riboside, which is a supplement. It's just a pill you take. It's available as a brand name Niacel. And, you know, while we're early in our experience with it, there's some promising studies showing that stem cells can be made to step up and regenerate and achieve repair in muscles, in brain, potentially in heart, through use of this regenerative kind of vitamin. It is a form of related to vitamin B3, but it's a specialized form of nicotinamide called nicotinamide riboside, brand name Niacel. And I think it's a great metabolic enhancer. I've been taking it. I've been achieving higher levels of athletic performance, better focus, energy, and concentration on it. Several of my patients who are taking it on my recommendation are seeing good results. And I think it's the real deal. I think more and more research is going to validate it. Again, it's not a substitute that's going to make the blind see or the lame walk. You know, that's far from it. But it does provide some degree of anti-aging effects in the tissue to help the stem cells step up and provide some regenerative capability where that's possible. All right, you know, that's my take on it. And I'm glad you asked that question because, you know, there's a lot of buzz about stem cells. And I just don't think it's quite ready for major application. All right, let's talk about curcumin. Curcumin, we know, has so many anti-inflammatory benefits. Curcumin, according to a new study, 8 weeks of 200 milligrams of curcumin resulted in a 3% increase in what's called flow-mediated dilation of the arteries. Flow-mediated dilation means the blood vessels are more stretchy. They're more flexible. They open up and provide greater circulation. And they estimated that with every 1% increase in flow-mediated dilation, you get a reduction in cardiovascular risk by 9 to 17%. So if you extrapolate, that's up to a 25 to 50% decrease in cardiovascular risk. This was done in healthy subjects, keep in mind, which means that there may be a greater benefit or maybe a lesser benefit in people who already have heart disease. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As consumers in the 21st century, we are truly fortunate to have an abundance of choices in our daily lives. But when it comes to digestive health, there should only be one choice. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, easily recognizable in the bright green box on your retailer's shelf. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics stands out among all others. Never freeze-dried, but always live and viable due to a unique 3-year fermentation process, award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provides the restorative balance needed to support your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint. And that is very important, as no two of us are alike. With over 30 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics takes digestive and wellness support to a whole new level. So look for the bright green box on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic Difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 888-302-3684 if you want to get through to us today, or if you don't have time or prefer do it another way, you can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. Radioprogram@AOL.com gets your question to us, and we will use your question as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla. And speaking of our podcasts, would you like a top-rate university-level education in integrative medicine and nutrition? Well, such a comprehensive course is available, and it's free. That's right, free. It's the Intelligent Medicine Podcast Series, and it's free for downloading at drhoffman.com, or you can subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher, your favorite podcast service. There's no strings attached, no gimmicks, just download and listen. You can learn from experts while you do your chores or drive your car or commute to work. There are literally hundreds of podcasts that are archived at drhoffman.com. They're for the downloading onto your computer or mobile device, and it won't cost you a dime. So why am I doing this? Because I love to get the word out to listeners like you about the remarkable benefits of intelligent medicine. That's my mission statement, and by making it free, I'm hoping to engage as many of you as possible in an ongoing learning process. So if you haven't already, start checking out our Intelligent Medicine podcast at drhoffman.com. While you're at it, subscribe to our newsletter and join the thousands of readers who get timely health updates, again, for free. Get education, courtesy of yours truly, better your life, better your health, and share the bounty with your family and friends. It's Intelligent Medicine. All right. A syntax on junk food. That has been proposed. And it's pretty clear that junk food, and in particular soda, is taking a toll on the health of Americans and people across the world. I think it's been pretty conclusively shown, despite the resistance from the soft drink industry. They're pushing back against it, just the way the tobacco industry pushed back on conclusive evidence that tobacco killed you in various ways. So a lot of people are saying, let's put a tax on, let's say, soda and get people to consume less soda. And so far, they haven't really done that here. I don't know. Maybe they might be exploring that in far-flung places like Berkeley, California, progressive communities. But they actually did that in Mexico. They put a 10% tax on sugary drinks. And they thought, by the way, Mexico has a terrible incidence of obesity, big problem with diabetes, and they love to guzzle soft drinks. So they thought this would be ideal. So what is the net effect of that? Because it's an experiment, and we now have the results. Well, some people contend that these sin taxes are actually regressive taxes on the very people who can least afford it, because poor people love to consume soda. It's a luxury for them, and they will go after it. But the rich, the effete folks, consume Pellegrino or Evian. They can spend $3 a bottle on that stuff, but they don't drink sugar. And so what ended up happening in Mexico? Well, initially it was a little bit of a drop-off in consumption, and that worried the soft drink makers. But after a couple of years, they initiated this in 2014. Now it's 2016. The soft drink industry has come roaring back, and the tax of 1 peso per liter has raised more than $2 billion in taxes, and yet the populace of Mexico is going after Coke like never before. Soda volumes rose 5.5% in the first quarter from a year earlier. Another bottler reported volumes surged 11%, so it ain't working. And so what do? You double the cost, you triple the cost. Is that going to make a difference? And I contend it's not so much about taxes, it's about educating the populace, which is precisely what you're doing by listening to this program. becoming aware of the risks and voting with your consumer dollars, and not just necessarily enriching government coffers with taxes that, where are the taxes going to? Are the taxes actually going to treatment of the people with diabetic foot amputations from drinking soda? I wonder, if they're going to a lockbox specifically earmarked for people with soda-related problems, or just going into a general government ocean of revenue that may not see it being specifically targeted to problems of obesity and diabetes and the health problems that Americans encounter. All right, 888-302-3684. Let's talk to Agnes in Riverhead. How you doing, Agnes?
Hello.
Is this Agnes?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I got it right. Okay.
Okay, I have a question relative to your supplements that I have been purchasing through your store.
Okay.
I have been a regular user of Ostera.
Uh-huh. O-S-T-E-R-A, right. That's from Bone Health.
And then I started using the Osteo Support, which I noticed for the past couple of months. Well, actually,
it's been replaced.
More than a couple of months.
Yeah, Osteoprev is the new formula.
And so, but that's my question. Should they be, Ostera be taken alone, or should, if I take Ostera, do I need anything else? That basically is my question.
Well, the question is, the broader question is, what are you trying to accomplish? Do you have osteoporosis?
I'm borderline.
Okay, so if you're borderline, they're bigger guns to use. You know, for true osteoporosis, we could use strontium or we could use Ostenol. These are much more potent supplements that really help to build and restore bone. But I think they may be superfluous for you unless you have you're very close to crossing the threshold to osteoporosis. I think a good program for you would be to use Osteoprev now, that's supplanted Osteosupport. Make sure that your vitamin D is adequate, because there is vitamin D in both Ostera and Osteosupport. But you want to perhaps take some additional vitamin D to make sure that your vitamin D is at least 40. That would be the bottom line for bone preservation. You can take those two synergistically. I would take one Ostera twice daily. I would take Osteosupport. So you're supposed to take four a day. You may want to add on some additional vitamin K, although there's a little bit of vitamin K in the in both of those products. And you should do fine. But, for some reason, it's not enough for some people whose bodies are under stress and they invariably continue to lose bone. And then we have to kind of up the ante and use strontium or Ostenol or a combination of those to rebuild bone. Those are some of my favorite bone builders these days. But only when people have osteoporosis. So, I think it's permissible to self-treat when you just have osteopenia. You haven't crossed the threshold to severe bone loss. But if you have severe bone loss, I think it's best to consult with a nutritionally oriented practitioner who can kind of see what's going on. Is there an underlying problem? Why are you losing bone at such a rapid rate? Rather than just, taking a supplement approach. Well, with nothing wrong with it, but it just may miss some underlying cause that's creating a problem for you. Okay?
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for patronizing the Hoffman Center store. That's available to listeners at drhoffman.com. Okay, this item, a big item that many of you saw, because there was a front page story in the New York Times that made it into lots of news stories. The Biggest Loser. Remember that show? I never put much stock in that show because it showed people losing spectacular amounts of weight. But I knew that it was a bridge too far. Bridge too far actually refers to, I think it's the name of a book written about a catastrophic episode during World War II where they parachuted American troops way behind the German lines to seize a crucial bridge. And it was a disaster. Because they went too far, too fast, and there were terrible casualties. That is a little bit the situation with The Biggest Loser. I just saw these people losing scads and scads of weight with just frenetic exercise and draconian diets where they're consuming virtually nothing. And I thought, okay, the results are good, and it's going to be great as long as these people get all these this attention, 20 million people watching and lots of prize money. But when they pull the plug in the show, these people are going to be in trouble because they're going to drive their metabolic rate way down, and it's going to be impossible for them to maintain their weight loss, much less not regain all their weight and more. And so there was a study where they actually looked at 14 participants from The Biggest Loser, and it came out in the journal Obesity. So this is a mainstream study. This is not just a tabloid news story. They found that all but one gained back much of the weight that they'd lost. And why is it that that has happened? Well, their metabolic rate was driven way down. When they studied their metabolism, their bodies had gone into conservation mode. And as a result, it was very hard for them to maintain weight, even with an 800-calorie diet and lots of exercise. And so there have been a lot of articles, editorials. There's an op-ed in the New York Times basically said, it's futile. We've got to look for a magic pill or gastric bypass because trying to lose weight like this is just not going to work. And I say, no. The problem is not with the concept of losing weight. It's with the way these folks undertook their weight loss program. And there's a nice summary of the problems in the New York Post that I pulled out here. Several myths when it comes to weight loss. Dropping weight as fast as possible is not a good idea because what it does is results in the loss of lean muscle. When you lose lean muscle, your metabolism slows. So unfortunately, and this is not tube stack, it's kind of boring, focus on weight loss goals of maybe 3 to 6 pounds a month, just consistently. I mean, do the math. You'll see that lots of weight will drop off over time. It just won't be that obvious and doesn't make for very interesting TV programming, but it's the way to go. Another myth is that a low-fat diet will lead to weight loss. The Biggest Loser contestants were often counseled to eat low-fat and fat-free dairy and processed foods from the show's sponsors, right? There's a little advertising tie-in, some product placement, and that's not going to work. What you eat, not just the caloric amount, is important. Calorie cutting is not the answer. It is changing the type of foods you eat because a calorie is not a calorie is not a calorie. Try the paleo diet, try a ketogenic diet, try an Atkins diet, try the salad and salmon diet. All these diets have in common is that they're low-carb diets, rich in healthy foods, relatively high in healthy fats, fats that we now know are not harmful but beneficial, and you can turn your body into a lean, mean, fat-burning machine over time. And the other myth, the exercise, you know, exercise, great, keeps you healthy, keeps your bones strong, promotes your circulation, even keeps your mind intact. But does it make you lose scads and scads of weight? If you rely entirely on exercise, forget about it. You're not, and you eat like a house on fire, it's not going to work. It will not offset the effects of a poor diet. No way, no how. And this episode from The Big Losers is really illustrative of that whole principle. And, you know, all these programs promise 40 pounds, 40 days. Yeah, you can do it, but at what cost? It's a bridge too far, and you're going to find yourself cut off behind enemy lines with no recourse but surrender. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news about a new effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 in free shipping. To find out more, go to TryZonaNow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or TryZonaNow.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. And once again, a very happy Mother's Day to all you moms listening. You deserve it. And Kevin from Queens, welcome. How you doing?
Doctor, thank you. I have a question about protein intake. I work out at the gym about three times a week.
Yep.
And generally, the bodybuilding group says you would take, as far as grams, you would take, let's say, 0.8 per pound of body weight, and the medical profession disagrees and says like 0.4 or 0.5.
Right.
And so I want to know your opinion on that.
That's a great question. And I have a question for you, Kevin. How old are you, please?
69.
Good for you. Good for you. I got something to share with you before I answer your question, which is this story. Strength training helps keep older adults, helps older adults live longer. And,
absolutely.
And it's I mean, it's a duh story. And frankly, you know, I actually did a story that was a compendium of duh stories this week for our newsletter. If you subscribe to our newsletter, you'd see it. And there's a lot of duh stories like, yeah, you know, exercise is good. Eating a healthy diet is good. Duh. But this study was dramatic because it showed that older adults who strength trained at least twice a week, like you, Kevin, had a 46% lower odds of death for any reason than those who did not. And they also had a 40% lower odds of cardiac death and a 19% lower odds of dying from cancer, which is interesting because you think, well, cardiovascular system, okay, but what about cancer? Well, it has benefits there too. And so why strength training? Because we so often emphasize aerobic training, you know, run on a treadmill, get on a Stairmaster or the elliptical, you know, cycling. And all those things are good, but we tend to de-emphasize strength training, which preserves muscle and does a lot of good for you. So your question is a good one, and I side with you as a sports enthusiast because I think that medical recommendations for adults vis-a-vis protein are too low, and they're in the process of being revised. What they're suggesting is people kind of skimp on the protein, don't eat too much, but actually, contrary to you know, the fact that as you age, you need less calories. As you age, you need more protein because to maintain adequate musculature to prevent sarcopenia or frailty, you actually need to consume more protein, and especially with the demands of bodybuilding or weightlifting, strength training, we call it these days. You actually may need as much as, not 0.8, but up to a gram. So if you're, you know, 160 pounds, 160 grams is probably not too much. Now, there is a problem with people who are really cramming the protein in because they believe that the more protein they consume, the more it's going to jump into their muscles and make them look awesome. And that is not the case. And you can actually OD on protein, and it's harmful to the kidneys at very high levels. I mean, where people consume vats and vats of you know, protein powder. But short of that, what happens with too much protein and not enough fat? You know, some people just emphasize protein. They're on a lean diet. Lean, I'm going to have egg whites, and I'm going to have lean protein and very low carbs, but I'm going to watch my fat. Well, that's a mistake when it actually comes to training, because when you take in a lot of protein and not enough fat, you actually undergo something called gluconeogenesis, which is that the protein actually gets converted into sugar. And it turns out you can get insulin resistance from too much protein in your diet. That will lead to obesity and, you know, and metabolic syndrome and so on. So even with a low-carb diet. So the point is, you know, make sure you get you know, at least 20, 30, up to 40% of your calories from healthy fats. By that, I mean avocados, but also healthy saturated fats. There's nothing wrong with those as long as they come from meat sources that aren't contaminated with antibiotics and pesticides and preservatives and additives. Processed meat like that kind of is not so great. That should support your healthy exercise activities. Okay, Kevin?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I kind of validate your approach, which is go a little higher on the protein. Even though you're older, you can tolerate it. And, you know, we used to be scared that we would damage the kidneys of older individuals, and it's less the case in active, healthy adults like you. Good for you, Kevin. Keep it up. Happy trails to you. All right, this item, very fascinating item. An Australian blogger was a wellness blogger. She was a 24-year-old who claimed that she overcame brain cancer without resorting to conventional medicine. And she had a beautiful website called The Whole Pantry. She had a successful phone app. She had a beautiful cookbook, wonderful photographs. It turns out the whole thing was a scam. She did not have cancer. She claimed that by following a healthy lifestyle and taking various supplements, eating terrific foods, that she had reversed her dire medical diagnosis. And now she faces legal actions and penalties of more than £500,000 in Australia for profiting from her elaborate global scam. She has largely avoided the spotlight since admitting to her scam, but has remained unrepentant. It's obviously a really kind of crazy person, but crazy like a fox, because she made out like a bandit by selling her story to gullible people. All right, thanks very much for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and check out our website at drhoffman.com. Lots of content there, lots of great podcasts and stories. Subscribe to our newsletter and keep on listening. Happy Mother's Day to your moms.